Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Titus chapter 2, and while talking about verse 15, we heard Dr. Bloom review verses 1 through 14. Let's continue with that lesson today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
He is to exhort, rebuke, with all authority. Yet, he's added, let no man despise thee. Well, they might despise you because you're preaching it as it is. No, despise you because you're not out to preach the word and preach the truth. Rather, because they didn't fall in line with you, you want to publicly embarrass them. You want to publicly do this. Yes, you got to reprove and rebuke, but you do it in love. You do it in person. And you do it with a desire for things to be right. Oh, my friend, let's be right with God. Why? Because souls are worth it. But our love for God has to be proven, that we want to do God's will, God's way. So, let's look at this as by way of review. In verses 1 through 14, these are things of sound doctrine. Therefore, the preacher must speak and exhort these things. And that's what he's told to do. After all these things of verses 1 through verses 14, those are things he is supposed to preach, rebuke, exhort. That is there. He needs to do it with full authority. In other words, he can't merely to speak or be mealy-mouthed. Maybe that's a good way to say it, mealy-mouthed about it. Again, verse 15. These things speak and exhort, strongly urge. You speak this, man. You strongly urge them, and you rebuke. You call them to refrain, to stop. Do it with all authority. That is, the authority that you have in God by the Spirit of His Word, the authority of His Word is what you're preaching. Don't you stop. Do it with all authority, the authority of God's Word and His Holy Spirit speaking into your yielded heart and soul, body and mind unto Him. Now again, those things of verses 1 through 14 are sound doctrine. Now, rebuke, where it needs to be, and he needs to do it with that authority. In other words, as I said, he can't be mealy-mouthed about it. We looked at verses 1 through 10. It addressed aged men, aged women, young men, young women, servants, which is equivalent to employees and employers. I mean, it addressed all these areas. Now, why do this in the manner as it's given here, where he's to preach these things, and he's to exhort, and he's to rebuke, and he's to do it authoritatively, that is, based on the Word of God, and preach it as it is? In other words, you just don't stand up and say, well, this is what it says. No, this is what it says, and this is what we're going to do. It's God's will, God's way, God's timing. Now, Jude 4 lets you know that there's going to be battles against you when you do that as a pastor. Now, you got to decide if what you have in your heart is real, and if you're really committed, and if you are a man of God or just a little thing of mommy's, that little boy who told him he's a preacher. He didn't really seek the call of God. And he's got mommy coming to his stands all, and now it's his wife. It becomes his little protective guard dog. Now look, if you've got to stand, the only way you stand alone is if you stand without the Lord. Stand with the Lord. Doesn't matter if there are people around you. Stand with him. You know what's right. Jude 4, for there are certain men crept in unawares who were before ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God. Now, you see what we've been reading here, and we looked there at 2 Timothy chapter 4. We looked there in Philippians chapter 2. We've looked here in Titus, what our salvation teaches us and teaches us against. And so, now we're looking in Jude 4. Yeah, there are going to be men who will creep in unawares. They're going to act like they're one of you. The idea there in the Greek is it's kind of like sneaking in the back door, acting like they were one of you. They put on a facade that convinced a lot of people. Before ordained to this condemnation. Why? Because they're ungodly, trying to attack the church. Turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness. In other words, anything goes. Hey, come on. What's wrong with having that victory cigar? What's wrong with that little celebratory drink? What's wrong with, in a while, there's going to be nothing wrong with any sin. You're going to look at the words grace and liberty as the freedom to do sin rather than being empowered by God to be freed from those sins. You may have thought that the contemporary movement, that the lasciviousness, the loss of standards, and false doctrine, as the charismatic movement, as the works for salvation movement, as the Calvinistic movement. Look, those things are still evident in Jude's day, and they're evident today that you get these different movements, that people jump on a bandwagon. That's what happened in Israel. Jeremiah's day. You look at chapters 42 through 44, those people got on another bandwagon. This is what we like. They lost it all. The pastor is to be a watchman. If you won't name these sins and fight these things and do it authoritatively by the word of God, his preaching is an abomination to God, and he better get right with God, because judgment begins at the house of God, and as the head in that church, he will give an account unto God. Now, let me just show you something. It's important for you to be there with your pastor, of course. It's important to back up your pastor. Now, yes, when you don't follow him, though, in unrighteousness, that's why you too need to be acquainted with the Word of God. But now, think of here. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. It says here, God, through the pen of the writer of this book of Hebrews, some say it's the Apostle Paul, sometimes say it's others, but really, we just know this Word of God, and the Holy Spirit just breathed out the words they wrote down. But remember them which have the rule over you, who has spoken unto you the Word of God. Now, who has the rule over you? Who? In the local church. Who has the rule over you? He tells you. Plainly, have the rule over you who have spoken unto you the word of God. That's it. That's the pastor. Whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Why? Remember, we read in James 3:1, the greater condemnation, the greater expectation. So it's important. But it doesn't stop there, because you get down to verse 17, same chapter, Hebrews 13. Again, we're told, obey them that have the rule over you. Who was those that had the rule over you? Those that preach, teach the word of God to you. Obey them which have the rule over you and submit yourselves. Submit is saying, I am surrendering to his leadership in the position as pastor. And I'll do what's required, because that's the way God wants it. I believe God, and God wants it that way. So, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Now, look at that. You submit, because they got to watch for your soul. Now, how do they watch for your soul? So you got a church of, say, 500 people. Pastor doesn't know y'all by name. If he does, he doesn't remember their names. Okay, he doesn't know each situation you have. How can he? So what does he do? He's an observer of the day. He's an observer of what goes on. And so he sees what's going on in the world. He sees what's going on in churches, just like I've said, the things of contemporary and other things like that. Okay. He preaches. He's watching for your soul, that you don't get caught in that. Just imagine, you're at the judgment seat of Christ. You are saved. Your pastor's there because he's going to be given account. And they say, you know, this guy here, he got involved in drinking. Oh, this guy here, he got involved in this. He got involved in that. Did you preach on it? And God will give every pastor that's there and had that responsibility a 100% memory, because it's all recorded anyway. I preached it, but he wasn't there. I preached it, but she wasn't there. He says, but that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. The pastor won't rejoice over the fact that you messed up. The pastor feel like a failure. I had a group of people that left our church one time. Several of them were involved into Calvinism, and some of them just were a little bit down on our stand on the King James Bible, and just several different things like that. But several of them had money. They really did. And they said, when we leave, boy, there goes the offerings and there goes the missions. Man, those missions are going to go way down. We do faith promises at our church. They left. Within about 3 to 4 years, faith promise doubled. Giving doubled. It just seemed like the spirit in the church, the moving in the church of the Lord, was better. Now, that was God blessing our church.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.